USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department reporting jobless claims rising for the second straight week to 778,000 as the nationwide surge in coronavirus cases is weighing on the labor market recovery. As President-elect Joe Biden continues to announce cabinet picks this week, incoming Secretary of Homeland Security Alexandra Mayorkas is receiving special attention from some Republicans.
He was found by Barack Obama's Inspector General to be guilty of selling green cards to Chinese nationals on behalf of rich Democratic donors. Think about that. Selling citizenship to well-connected Chinese nationals on behalf of Democratic Party donors. That is disqualifying to lead the Department of Homeland Security.
Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, speaking there on Fox and Friends. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
President Trump has exposed the big media, phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox, you can now watch Newsmax TV. President Trump is tweeting about Newsmax all the time. Millions are tuning in, and Newsmax is breaking records. Watch Newsmax TV every night for Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, Chris Salcedo, and more. Plus, get the latest from Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, and Mike Huckabee. President Trump says he watches Newsmax and likes it. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. Also get Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Download the free Newsmax TV app on your iPhone or Android and watch us anytime, anywhere. Newsmax is real news for real people.
As Thanksgiving approaches, Pennsylvania announced they will have a one-day ban on alcohol sales and bars starting Wednesday. The ban will be in effect from 5 p.m. today through 8 a.m. Thanksgiving morning. That's according to Tom Wolf, the Democratic governor of Pennsylvania. People can still purchase beer, wine, and spirits at stores. As far as these bans and if lockdowns even work, Dan Crenshaw says,
what's the benefit of these lockdowns that they want so badly? There is no benefit. I mean, scientifically speaking, the data is out at this point, and the benefits are basically nil, at best unproven, but the costs are enormous, the hurting people. This is what they're advocating for. It's radicalism to the extreme.
A new Harvard Caps Harris poll found that 56% of voters want Republicans to maintain control of the Senate next year after the Georgia runoffs, with 44% wanting Democrats to take control of the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One of the first moves after the Trump administration approved the start of the presidential transition, Joe Biden formally introduced some of his appointees to his national security and foreign policy teams. Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow with the Hudson Institute. She tells Fox News the Trump administration is not getting the credit they deserve regarding foreign affairs.
Well, the Trump administration really has not gotten the credit it deserves for foreign policy generally, Neil. And I would say that what we're seeing now with this meeting, this unprecedented meeting between Bibi Netanyahu of Israel and the young prince, MBS, and this was orchestrated by the United States Secretary Pompeo, is that it really kind of destroys this myth, a couple different myths. One, that the United States has not been leading when President Bush has been president, or President Trump has been president. And then the second myth is that the United States is not working with our allies. Both of those things are not true. There's really been two major approaches towards the Middle East that has made the conditions conducive to these breakthroughs, these peace breakthroughs between Arab states and Israel. And those two things are defending Israel and our Arab partners and countering the major threat, the preeminent threat in the region, which is Iran. Those two things have brought some really great progress for relative peace in the Middle East.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.